CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 14th of December 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Dr. Bob Whelan, G3PJT, is now silent key to exciting opportunities to make an impact with the RSGB, free RSGB club affiliation for schools, universities and uniformed groups. It is with great sadness that we share the news that Dr. Bob Whelan, G3PJT, became silent key on the 4th of December. Bob's contribution to amateur radio was extensive, first licensed in 1961. His main interest was HF and LFCW operation. In this, he soon became a strong supporter of the Commonwealth contest, operating from a number of DX locations for the contest over many years. He wrote the book Reflections in a Rose Bowl, which covered the history of the Commonwealth contest, and he put much effort into building an online Commonwealth contest community. Bob also played very significant roles in the RSGB, the IAIU, and the First Class Operators Club. For the RSGB, he started as a volunteer member of the HF committee and later was president from 2002 to 2003 and again from 2013 to 2014. Our thoughts with his family and friends. You'll be able to read a full tribute to Bob in the February edition, February 2006, that is, edition of Radcom. Are you an experienced operations leader who is passionate about delivering exceptional membership services and driving commercial growth, or are you an advertising agent looking for new opportunities where you can demonstrate your strong sales capabilities? Excellent communication skill and your ability to build and maintain long-term client relationships. The RSGB is seeking a full-time, highly motivated operations manager to be part of its senior leadership team based at the RSGB HQ in Bedford. This is a key role responsible for ensuring our members receive outstanding service, and the successful candidate will need to be commercially astute, organised, people-focused and excited by the opportunity to make a meaningful impact. The Society is also looking for a new contractor or agency to work with to support the development of RSGB advertising and contribute to the growth of its publications and digital platforms. If you are professional, proactive and excited by either of these opportunities, please go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/careers to find out more. The application deadline for both is the 4th of January 2026. Did you know that amateur radio clubs in schools, universities and uniformed groups can be affiliated with the RSGB for free? Your club will benefit from a copy of Radcom in the post each month, as well as access to the RSGB app, where you can read Radcom, Radcom Basics and Radcom Plus. You'll also get a special book, discounts, promotion of your club's activities, access to RSGB-affiliated club contests, and the use of the QSL Bureau. Visit rsgb.org/affiliation and follow the links. How about giving back to the amateur radio community in 2026 by becoming an RSGB board director? The RSGB has two elected board director vacancies and wants to ensure the voices around the table understand and reflect the community it serves. You'll need leadership experience and be keen to play an active part in helping to support the Society's strategic priorities. The Society is encouraging candidates from a diverse range of backgrounds to stand for election. Go to rsgb.org/elections to find out more. The closing date is the 31st of January, so act now. The RSGB Contest Club is excited to report that the third Worldwide Award event will be taking place in January 2026. Award hunters can engage in a very enjoyable competition across all HF bands and modes, with many special international calls to work. The RSGB will be activating seven call signs, all with the suffix WWA, RSGB members who hold a full license may activate the call sign for their country. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/contest-club. YOTA month continues this weekend with special call sign GB25 YOTA. Listen out for operators from the RSGB National Radio Centre and the 2nd Marlborough Scouts. Students from Bucky High School, Wick High School and Simon Langton Boys School Radio Club will be active during the week, as well as the University of Sheffield Amateur Radio Club. Next weekend, Cambridge University Wireless Society, along with some young visitors, will be active. Listen out and encourage these young operators. View the operating times, bands and modes for each group at rsgb.org/yota-month. RSGB HQ will close on Wednesday the 24th of December at 2 p.m. and will be open again at 8:30 on Monday the 5th of January 2026. In the meantime, if you need information about amateur radio exams or RADCOM, you'll find lots of details on the website at rsgb.org. To join the RSGB, renew your membership or purchase a range of amateur radio books and other products, go to rsgbshop.org. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom at rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Details now of rallies and events. Barkford Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 28th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel near Yeovil, BA227QX. Doors open from 9:30, admission £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available on site. More details, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. On Sunday the 25th of January 2026, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caister Road Market, Raisin, LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. and admission is £3. Tables cost £10. To book cables, more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 07777 699069 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Special event news. Special call sign 4950 Oscar is active to celebrate the 95th anniversary of Peruano Radio Club OA4 Oscar in Peru. Look for activity throughout December on the 40 to 10 meter bands, as well as on the 6 meter, 2 meter, and 70 sems band, using CWFT8FM RITI and SSB. José HB2AT is active as H82AT until the 31st of December, celebrating his 35th anniversary in amateur radio. Recently, the station has been spotted using FT8 on the HF bands. All QSOs will be uploaded to QRZ.com, Club Log and EQSL, and Logbook of the World. In celebration of GB2RS News Service's 70th anniversary, Sean G7NJX will be active with the GB70RS call sign from the 15th to 21st of December. Sean will be working on the 80, 40 and 20 metre bands using CWFT4FT8, PSK31, RITI and SSB. There's a schedule of bands, modes and operating times for the week on Sean's QRZ.com page. He'll also do his best to spot his activity on the DX cluster. DX News now. Roland Roland F8EN is active TR8CR from Gabon until the end of December. He's operating CW only, QSL via F6AJA. Contest news. The ARRL 10 meter contest started 0000 UTC yesterday the 13th, ends 23:59 UTC today the 14th of December. CW and phone on the 10 meter band exchange a signal report and serial number. American and Canadian stations also send their state or province code. Tomorrow, Monday the 15th of December, RSGB FT4 contest runs from 2000 to 2200 UTC using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 16th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 18th of December, RSGB 70 MHz UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had a bit of everything last week, including increased KP indices, a high solar flux, an X-class solar flare and coronal mass ejections. The solar flux index hit a maximum of 220 on Thursday the 4th of December. This brought good HF conditions until Sunday the 7th. The index declined to 169 on Thursday the 11th, which was still more than enough to excite the ionosphere. We had an X-class solar flare at 0501 UTC on Monday the 8th of December. This originated from a large active region 4298, which is now rotated out of view. We also had more than 10 M-class solar flares over the last week, showing that the prediction of disturbed conditions on the downward part of the solar cycle still holds true. The KP index hit 6.33 on Wednesday the 10th, which disrupted maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs. The net result was that the digisonde traces were missing at times, with the MUFs over 3,000 kilometres being in single figures on Thursday the 11th of December. So to cap it all, we've had a very large Earth-facing coronal hole that threatens HF propagation today, the 14th of December. There has been DX around, but mostly on the lower band. CDXC's Slack group reports that KP2B on St. Croix was worked on the 80-metre band using FT8 on the morning of Thursday the 11th of December. TO9W on St. Martin was logged on 40 and 30-metre bands using CW on Tuesday the 9th. TT1GD in Chad also appeared on the 40 and 20-metre bands using CW on Monday the 8th of December. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the 130 to 140 range. However, as was mentioned above, geomagnetic conditions may be disturbed today the 14th due to a fast solar wind stream from a coronal hole. Conditions might calm down from the 15th to the 20th before the KP index hits 5 around the 21st to the 26th of December. In summary, get your HF DXing in during next week before auroral conditions take their toll over the Christmas period. Now for VHF and up, the present period of unsettled weather will remain the driving force for weather conditions for most of the country for the period up to Christmas. This will mean that there are likely to be some very windy spells with extensive rain and squally showers. It offers scope for rain scatter operators on the gigahertz band, but scarcely any hint of good tropo conditions. One item of interest is the meteor scatter prospect from the Geminids, which peaked today the 14th. It's one of the busiest showers of the calendar, with a peak hourly rate of 120, so it should provide plenty of opportunities and is worth exploring during the week before and following the peak. The solar conditions have again remained interesting enough, with a red alert on the evening of Wednesday the 10th of December, and there's always the potential for the KP index to produce signs of auroral radioactivity once it goes over 5. Finally, a reminder that this winter period from mid-December to mid-January can produce some surprisingly effective sporadic E. It's possibly easiest to see by checking the propquest.co.uk graphs to see if the FOE's trace is showing any sharp spikes. The 10 and 6 metre bands are probably the more likely bands to show any signs of activity in these winter events, but it's certainly worth checking if the graphs show any promising signs. For EME operators, moon declination went negative on Friday the 12th of December, meaning shortening moon windows and decreasing peak elevations. We're past perigee for the month, so path losses are increasing. 144 meg sky noise starts low but increases to high by Friday the 19th of December, when the sun and moon are close in the sky. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me also until next week.